This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Nathan Heffel. In honor of American Craft Beer Week, we've been looking at various aspects of the industry and how it's impacting Colorado. This morning, we wrap up our series by moving beyond the trends and what's inside the bottle to what's on the outside. As it turns out, there's quite a bit of art behind the making of beer label art. KUNC's Carrie Saldo has more.
As we've learned this week, Colorado's craft brewers take great pride in carefully selecting their ingredients and brewing their beer until it's just right. And when it comes to the label art, the process is no less labor-intensive.
I bet I have 50 to 100 iterations of labels.
That's graphic designer Dave Coleman, who recently worked with his college buddy and Bull & Bush Brewery co-owner Eric Peterson to put a face on its signature Man Beer. Until now, the only way to get Man Beer was on tap at its pub and brewery in Denver. But that's about to change.
So this is our new bottling room.
So you've been open almost 20 years. Why now to label and bottle something?
I've had a lot of sleepless nights thinking, like, I guess I get too worked up about wanting to make sure it's, like, the right label and it's dialed in. And so I've been kind of freaked out about it.
In the end, Peterson and Coleman decided to keep things simple. Man Beer's new label is primarily black text on a bright orange background. Are women going to buy this beer? It's like Man Beer. It definitely oozes testosterone when you look at this.
We've tried out a lot of things that were, I wouldn't say overtly sexist, but were more, you know, I mean, like cavemen or whatever, right? So we test drove that and we're like, we're going to pull back from that quite a bit.
And as it turns out, you can't just slap any label on a bottle and call it done. There are regulations. The federal government gets to weigh in if a beer is going to be distributed nationally. But if it's only sold in Colorado, like Man Beer, it just needs state approval.
We got the go-ahead, so next step is going to the label maker and saying, let's run some labels.
Another brewery that's very familiar with this process is Denver's Crooked Stave. It has nearly 40 labels to its credit, all of which are the handiwork of art director Travis Olson.
Art in the bottle, art on the bottle.
Lining up bottles inside the Crooked Stave tasting room, Olson says he often uses the name of the beer for inspiration.
This guy right here is the St. Bretta. It's a rotating one, so spring just came out, and spring is going to be a little bit brighter in color, very vibrant, as opposed to the summer one, which has, you know, it's got a little bit of atmospheric perspective coming up behind the mountains. It's also a few more flowers. The time of the day is warmer, so it's like this warmer feel to it.
Olson says he's aware that some beer drinkers also have bottle collections, so once they finish their initial purchase, he'd be just fine with them proudly displaying one of his pieces.
So this is a fun one.
Although it has art for its six standard beers, you can't add bottles from Caution Brewing Company to your collection just yet. It doesn't expect a bottle for another year or so.
We wanted to do something a little unique. We wanted to do something a little irreverent. That's kind of where Caution was born.
Betty Wong, who co-owns the Denver Brewery with her husband Danny, creates all of the label art. The work is decidedly tongue-in-cheek. For example, the label for Card Your Mom Saison, which has cardamom seeds in its boil, shows an elderly woman making her way, walker in one hand, photo ID in the other.
We have another really hoppy beer that we come out with in the summer called the Big Bunny. We, use bunnies to symbolize hops, and the bigger the bunny, the more hops are in the beer.
Whether craft brew labels deploy catchy names, fancy artwork, or bold colors, it seems all craft brewers have one goal in mind. Labels that differentiate them from the craft brew crew, be it at the liquor store or inside a crowded bar. But does it work? Here's the results of an unscientific poll that I conducted at a recent tasting at Punch Bowl Social. They were debuting a special edition from Breckenridge Brewery with a superhero on the label.
Yeah, I don't think that I really go by the name of a beer. I wouldn't choose a beer by the name.
I'm very much into things like that. I like themes. I like cutesy labels. I like puns.
If it's got a bad name, like a really corny name, I'm not apt to drink it. But if it's got like a decent label, I'm willing to look past bad design and still drink good beer.
They need to make a label that you can taste the beer before you actually
like
buy
a scratch,
it.
A scratch and lick label.
Yes.
Scratch and lick beer labels. Perhaps someday. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Arts District is a collaboration between KUNC, Rocky Mountain PBS, and KUVO. You can see pictures of the beer art that we collected for this morning's story and find all of our stories for American Craft Beer Week at our website, kunc.org.